Almighty God, we recognize that if our eyes were tuned to a different frequency, we would see all sorts of spiritual realities. We'd see both angels and demons. We'd see your spirit hovering here with us. We'd be aware of the reality of opposition. And so, aware of all that, Lord, we turn to you. And we ask that you would be the one who's ministering here in a powerful and mighty way. That you would silence the distracting spirits, that you would enable our minds to be tuned to heavenly frequencies, that you would speak your truth into our hearts, into our minds, that you'd set us free from the opposition and the chains that hold us back, that you'd release faith upon us this morning, that you'd enable us, Lord, to say yes to your truth and respond to you in faith and obedience. We thank you, Lord, that you are the loving, gracious, all-knowing Savior. You are the one that created us and designed us to live in a relationship with you, and that's your heart's desire for each and every one of us. And we pray that today, that steps of growth in that relationship would occur, that faith would be birthed, that progress in sanctification would occur, that we'd be more like you because of our time together in your word. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, this morning, our nation declares it to be Mother's Day. Now, it's not an official church holiday, and there's all sorts of different reactions to this day. Having tried to preach a Mother's Day sermon for many years, every once in a while I run out of ideas. And so I did lots of reading this week trying to figure out what's the new perspective to come at this from, and how do we relate this national day to what God is doing in our midst. Well, I was encouraged by this writing by Amy Young, and I think it helps us to be aware of the variety of women that are in our midst, that are in our relationships that we have around us. And so we want to recognize that as we begin this morning. So to those who gave birth this year, we celebrate with you. And to those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches with little ones every day and wear the badge of food stains and spit-up stains, we appreciate you. To those who have experienced loss through miscarriage or failed adoptions or even runaway, we mourn with you. To those who walk the hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes, prods, tears, and disappointments, we walk with you and we ask you to forgive us for the foolish things we say. To those who are foster moms, mentor moms, spiritual moms, we need you. To those who have warm and close relationships with your children, we celebrate with you. To those who have disappointments and heartaches and distance from your children, we sit with you. To those who have lost their mothers this year, we grieve with you. To those who have experienced the abuse at hands of one that should have been called mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who live through driving tests, medical tests, and overall testings of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. To those who are single and long to be married and to have that privilege of mothering your own children but are not, we mourn with you that life has not turned out the way you had hoped. To those who step parent, we walk with you on these complex paths. To those who envision lavishing love on grandchildren yet that dream is not to be, we grieve with you. And to those who will have emptier nests in the coming year, we grieve and rejoice with you. To those who place children up for adoption, we commend you for your selflessness and remember how you hold that child still in your heart. To those who maybe are pregnant now with new life, both expected and maybe surprising, we anticipate with you. So this Mother's Day, we walk with you. Mothering is not for the faint of heart, and we do have real warriors in our midst. And we thank you for the role you play. And we also recognize that a mother, in all the things we think about in motherhood, reflects in that role the image of God. In Genesis 1:27, we're told that God made humankind. He made them male and female. He made them in his own image. So it's in the maleness and femaleness together that God is more accurately displayed and revealed to us. So we celebrate the complexity of God. We recognize that God is above gender, but we also recognize he created gender and created roles, and in those roles, he is reflected and communicated. And so there's lessons to be learned as we think about the role of God, and even how, in many ways, the whole concept of motherhood comes directly from him. Now, we call God our Father. That's the title used throughout Scripture. There are always male nouns and pronouns used to refer to God. But yet there are metaphors and illustrations that reveal that there are aspects of God, our Father, that are maternal, that are mother-like to us. And so as we seek to worship God accurately, we recognize that our minds need to be continually aligned with his truth. Because we might have an image in mind of what God is like, but it might be incomplete. It might be slightly askew. And so we're constantly going back to his word and asking God to refine our understanding of himself. So this morning I have some scriptures that reveal the heart of God, the character of God, and in ways that he is like a mother. Consider a number of verses that talk about God being like a mother hen, starting with Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. It says, May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. The Psalms repeat this numerous times. 17 says, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Psalm 57 says, I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. And Psalm 91 says, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Now this is the metaphor that Jesus himself picks up as he's walking into Jerusalem on that week right before his arrest and crucifixion. As he looks over the city of Jerusalem, he cries out, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather you as children, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and yet you were not willing. Matthew chapter 23. And so we see that part of our God's nature is that he is this loving, protecting, caring parent to us. He births us and he seeks to watch over us, guide us, keep us close. I saw a video clip this week of a school that each year raises little ducklings there in their school building, and then this time of year about, they let them out. They line the sidewalks with kids, like a fence in a way. And this mother duck is released and her little ducklings, and they walk down the hallways of the school. They open up the doors and the duck walks on out through the lined sidewalks until they get to the school pond. But like a mother duck guiding her ducklings, like a mother hen watching over her chicks, our God is a caring, nurturing, loving parent. And he desires to have that role in your life. Jesus lamented that the citizens of Jerusalem would not allow him to play that role in their lives. He lamented that they resisted his efforts. And in that illustration of Jesus' care for them, we are invited to be ones who open our hearts God playing that role in our lives. Will you allow God to love you in that way? Will you allow his wings to extend over you? Will you enter into close relationship with him? There's one more bird illustration used in the scripture to refer to our Heavenly Father. You might be aware that mother eagles, as the eaglets are finally old enough, they've got enough feathers in place on their wings, will actually push the eaglets out of the nest. Seems a little harsh, but here she is, this caring mother, knocking these little tiny birds off of the stability of that nest she's created so that they start tumbling through the air. Now, oftentimes, her timing is perfect, and they set sail their first flight. But if they're not yet prepared for that, she swoops down. The reference here is Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 10. God guarded Jacob as the apple of his eye, and like an eagle that stirs up its nests and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft. Maybe you've felt more like an eaglet than a little chick sometimes in your relationship with God. Maybe you felt like you've just been kicked out of the nest and your life appears to be tumbling. But there's the character of God revealed. In those situations that he ordains for you, they're not so that you go crashing all the way to the ground, but that so you can stretch your wings, so you can learn to trust in him. And if the falling gets to be too great, he's there to swoop down, to catch you in his wings, to raise you back up, let you grow maybe a few more feathers so that next time there's a little more success as you're knocked again off the nest. But God loves you in that way. When Scripture is trying to complete your picture of who he is, Scripture uses the picture of a mother eagle who has that type of care for you. Doesn't want you to stay stuck in a structure of sticks and branches, but wants you to learn to soar in trust of him. Maybe your prayer right now could be, Lord, help me trust as I'm tumbling down. Help me learn to soar as you're teaching me how, and rely upon your wings to catch me when I'm unable. There's one more animal mother used in Scripture. I thought this one is a little bit of a good contrast for us, because those other ones talked about the loving, caring nature of God, but maybe this one you could relate to at times, because our picture of God can't be all one-sided. We need to have a full and complete image of God. This image is of a sow bear, a she-bear. It is from Hosea chapter 13, verse 8, and it says, like a bear robbed of her cubs, I will attack them and rip them open, says the Lord. See, that maternal instinct of care for one's young not only results in warmth being extended, protection being extended, but also results in wrath at the enemies that might cause harm. And so there is a side of God that is wrathful against those who reject, that's angry against those who come against his perfect will, that is upset that there might be some to harm his own. And so our worship of God should be, thank you that you are loving, and thank you that you hate evil. He could not be a good God who endorses evil. So the fact that he hates evil and has wrath against evil is a mark of his goodness to us. Well, besides animal illustrations of God having maternal characteristics, there are numerous times when God is related to a human mother. Isaiah mentions a few of these. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 14, says, for a long time I, God, have kept silent. I've been quiet and held myself back, but now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out, I gasp, I pant. Can't imagine painting in the midst of childbirth, but panting, that makes sense. God cries out. There is emotion. He understands pain and heartache. It seems at times he might be silent and holding himself back. But there is a time when God breaks forth to communicate, to reveal the intensity of his feelings. And what are his feelings towards you? Isaiah 66, verse 13 says this about God. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. Jesus told us that when he departed, he would send another comforter. God is our comforter. God is the one who seeks to draw us to himself, to remove the things that are causing separation, to bring us into a healthy relationship with himself. Most importantly, to bring us into a redeeming relationship with himself, where the things that have kept us separated, he removes by his sacrificial death on the cross. Where the payments that are due because of our sin, he incurs upon himself. That true comfort might come. Our God is a comforter. He was then, he is now. His role in your life is to draw you into that position of being in him, in a position of comfort. Not so that you can just sit back and relax and say, oh, everything's going well, I don't have to do a thing. But so that in that relationship, you could be entering into intimacy with him, accomplishing his very will for you, enjoying what he has for you. Lisa was surprised that all of her kids and an adopted kid were home for the weekend yesterday. Now, my son and his wife had to take off because they serve in ministry at a church down in the Twin Cities area. And Megan, who caught a ride with them, also left us. So today we're down to two kids and an adopted one. But yesterday, all of her little bears were with her. And Jaden asked her, what's the best part of the day, Mom? And she said, just hearing all the interaction and enjoying all the activity together. What we ended up doing was flying kites and shooting off model rockets out in the field behind our house until the tree caught the rocket parachute that ended it all. But just being together was what she enjoyed. And God is a God who wants to be in a relationship with us, wants to be together with us. He's designed us to live in harmony with him. And consider this verse from Isaiah, this time chapter 49, verse 15. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though that might be possible for her to forget, I, God, will not forget you. See, God's promise to you. God's promise to you is that he will not forget you. God's promise to you is that he sees you, he knows you, he made you to live in an intimate relationship with him. And though you might wander, though you might go astray, though there might be times when there seems like no closeness is there, God has not forgotten. God sees, God knows, and God desires, and God is at work to draw you back. Again, as Jesus said, how I have longed to gather you in like a hen gathers her chicks. Those people would not at that time. But the opportunity for you to respond and to come running to his wings exists for you right now. So picture that duckling running towards the mother duck. Picture that chick running towards the hen. Or picture that eaglet being swooped up on the back of a soaring eagle. Our God loves you in that way. And he invites you to respond. Will you say yes to him? Will you reveal to him your intention of entering into that relationship with him? Isaiah says elsewhere, in chapter 40, verse 1, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry out for her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. See, that's how God can do it. Because iniquity is reality for us. There is that sin that separates. But God has made a way. He has, like a mother, sacrificed herself for the betterment of her children. He gave himself to pay your debt. I thought of Lisa on Mother's Day cooking for the family. On Mother's Day morning, getting up and setting out the food. I read numerous things this past week. I told her that one of the things I read was what this mother loved the most was being able to sleep in on Mother's Day Lisa never gets to do that. I'm glad you didn't sleep in so far that it kept you from being part of our fellowship this morning. What God wants to do for you is enable you to enter in to a relationship with Him, and He sacrificed Himself to do that. I was talking with a woman this past week at the clinic, and she was telling me that her 3-year-old woke up in the middle of the night covered with vomit. I said, "Well, did your husband clean it up for you?" I know her husband. There was a little bit of a smile in the corner of my face. She said, "Oh no." He said, "Oh, I can't handle that. You've got to take care of it," as he backed away from the mess. And so I'm sure this mother had no revulsion herself at the smell or the sights, but she sacrificed and cleaned it up. In fact, she told me that she's been cleaning all week long, because it seems like even though the initial cleanup was complete, it seemed like the residue was lingering. And so hours were spent, sacrificial hours spent in caring for this child. So when we think about mothers, there's been good ones and there's been bad ones. When we think about what makes a good mother, we recognize the sacrifice that is paid of time, of comfort, of ease. Many gave up career tracks. Many gave up at least part of their time, of their years, as they ceased doing something that was of interest to them to pour their energies into this little one. We admire that sacrificial quality. We esteem it. And we recognize that when that is done by human, it has its origin in God, who sacrificed Himself for us. Our God is greater than the genders that we see. Our Heavenly Father has maternal characteristics. As we seek to worship Him fully, we see His tenderness, we see His heart, we see His compassion. We see His anger at that which causes harm and causes separation. We see His lamenting over children going astray. We see Him sacrificing to make a way for them to come home. And that's what He's doing for us today, inviting us into intimate relationship. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we do worship You as our Father. And we celebrate that in Your grand design of creating the genders and the roles of our families, You also display many of the characteristics we so often attribute to mothers. We thank You for Your compassion. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your serving, for Your gathering, for Your calling. We thank You for Your sacrifice. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank You that when You saw the situation we were stuck in with sin that separated us, You willingly gave Yourself to pay that debt. You gave Your life on the cross that we might have life offered to us. And so we respond and we say, "Thank You." We say, "Let us receive this gift from You. May we enter into an eternal relationship with You. Give us the faith we need to trust You." Though there may be times when our foundation is shaken and the nest is removed from underneath us, Lord, may we in our tumbles trust You. May we rely upon You and learn to follow the example You set and set our wings to catch the winds. And may, Lord, we in turn be able to extend to others the comfort that we have received from You. May we as a whole people grow closer to You and encourage one another to live more like You. May the mothers in our midst be strengthened in their roles. And we thank You for each one. We pray, God Almighty, that we would be people who run to Your extended wings, and that the people around us would run to You, that our nation would run to You, that Your love would be recognized, that Your sacrifice recognized, that faith would erupt. For Your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name.